Bobby, I missed you yesterday at the Ethanol Summit, and wanted to ask you about the importance of ethanol. It's certainly a key component of your team this year.
Read the newspaper every day. You know, I think this country has to get serious about its thirst for oil and its uses of oil-based products, and much of what we face today is based on the threat to our standard of living, because it's so much of it is based on oil. If there's alternatives, you know, then we ought to be pursuing them with all vigor, whether it's nuclear power, whether it's ethanol and renewable fuels for powering vehicles. In the end, you know, if it's a positive, then why not? And I think that this is the first in it's getting the recognition, the public recognition that it hasn't had for some time on a broader scale. Maybe it's had recognition in the farm belt. As to what the benefits would be, but outside of that, it hasn't. Well, now it's getting that, and that's the first big step. And you know, for this series to be dependent on it to a degree, and the next year 100%, that's going to send a great message, I think, that the quality of many of the things that we enjoy won't change just because we're not using petroleum-based, you know, fuels. So I think it's great, and the more the better, and we need to. All you have to do is read what Brazil has done over the decades, and that's where we need to be getting to.
Well, besides the high-performance aspect of the fuel in your cars, how about the fact that the industry has so many companies and players in it and all the publicity they're generating right now from even up to the president's
level? Well, it's a hot property right now. Everybody wants to get involved, and that's good. You know, probably 5-10 years ago, nobody wanted to know about it. But it's obviously very much in favor right now. And so everybody, the more investment that's made in it, the more it'll come on, the quicker it'll come online just because of that investment. And now you're seeing, you're even seeing futures being traded on ethanol and what have you. And those are huge steps when you get the financial community making commitments to it. That all of a sudden, it kind of legitimizes it and brings it to the forefront.
Thank you very much. That's Bobby Rahal, president and co-owner of Rahal Letterman Racing.